playing.
There is no such thing as before your time. You've been here since they opened.
No.
You've been here since 1904 when they opened the doors.
Well, they do
a
heck of a job.
Why, thank you.
Can I put in just a request, maybe for next year, Whitney Houston's 1988 Super Bowl performance.
That is a good one.
Good one. One of my favorites.
I think that might be the all-time best.
What about Whitney Houston?
That's what I said.
Oh, what about...
Yeah, good thing Justin is listening.
He's not.
No, that's not the... What's
you
the...
About Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
Yeah
that's Tommy's girl.
Yeah, that's Tommy's girl.
Speaking of, did you hear who's going to sing...
Karen is Tommy's girl.
Sing the...
And we could follow it with CeCe Ryder.
That'd be good.
Do that.
Yeah.
She's a good one.
I love that's a great opening.
Or he's a good one.
As long as you don't get R. Kelly's, because that was very offensive when they did that at a Jermaine Taylor fight several years ago. Alicia Keys is actually going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. It was announced, and I don't know if you guys knew that already or not, but it was news to me. I just saw it mentioned, so that'll be cool. I can't remember who's performing at halftime.
Is it Beyonce? I think it's Beyonce.
Okay, let's go with it. But Alicia Keys is performing the national anthem, which is the important part. So, Mr. Longinati, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, wait, first and foremost, my Oakland, how do I get online here? I need to get online.
MyOakland.com. Why don't you walk yourself over there to the window, fella?
I want to do it from my phone.
From your phone.
Yes.
Simple. Very simple.
I can sit here at Oakland.
You can go to our website.
Okay.
Click on the My Oakland banner, and it'll take you right there. It's going to ask you for a password. The password is The Big Win.
Ooh.
The Big Win. The password is The Big Win.
Is it...
I love that show.
Capital letters, lowercase letters.
All lowercase.
Okay.
I don't think it really matters.
Right on my
line. I don't think it's case sensitive.
I'm a lowercase person. So
your head case,
what a weird week last week. We had a great Friday, spectacular weather, awesome turnout, and then horrific weather on Saturday, and that led to Sunday's issues too. So
exactly. Well, we had about 2 inches of rain in about 30 minutes, and there was an area of our racetrack that had suffered a severe washout, and we weren't able to race. But track is great now. It's been great the past two mornings. It was a very even racetrack yesterday. Jockeys love it. The trainers love it. So, therefore, we love it.
Right. Well, we got a beautiful weekend on tap. And, of course, we got off to our five-day run here yesterday. And now it's day two. Spectacular weather today. We get 62 degrees tomorrow. Got some big races. The three-year-olds are starting to... kind of bear themselves out here. We got some of the points coming up here this weekend.
Gets
the Smarty Jones Stakes.
He's got his iPad that he's walking around with.
That's actually brilliant.
That's a great idea.
It is. You know what's better is if I have my assistant carry my iPad around for me. Terry Wallace joining us here at our broadcast location at Oak Lawn. Good to see you, sir.
I must have the right angle. You actually do have a neck.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And two chins, but who's counting? Yes. How are you?
Well, that's all right. I've got a couple of those, so that's okay.
We got four chins here representing Oakland. No. Current time
happens. So, what are we looking for this weekend? You got a Smarty Jones pick for us?
Well, we get our first chance to see a horse called Officer Alex, with Stuart Elliott's coming in to ride. So that's a pretty good indicator. I mean, he rode
related
Smarty
to a
Jones.
Fleet.
No, he's not related to Fleet Alex, but he's trained by, of all things, trained by Lynn Whiting, who trained another a Kentucky Derby winner called Little E.T. and. He is a Pennsylvania bred. The only other Pennsylvania bred to ever win the Kentucky Derby is called Smarty Jones.
Well, how about that?
So there's a lot of
service.
Circle. It's just a series of coincidences.
Lightning strikes.
Yeah.
So watch out for Officer Alex.
Just for the record, as long as I've got you two here, all the horses running this weekend are actual real horses, right?
That is correct.
Okay,
yes.
There have been a lot of weird things going on in the world. I just want to double check that. Okay.
Yeah, they are. They are real thoroughbreds.
We checked them out. Yeah, they're okayed on the internet.
We don't know if any of them have late boyfriends or girlfriends, but
you could have an invisible 10th race for people to make some invisible bets and
here's what's going to happen.
Invisible horses.
We come close to that. It's called simulcast. It's almost
I know. Is it really happening?
You know what? Most of the time, my money's invisible at the end of the day, but I always have a good time. So we always ask at the beginning of the season, both of you two, I guess. And it's amazing how you get a good feel for it. And I always think, well, gee, it would take a whole season for these things to bear out. But you guys have a pretty good feel for who's going to be there at the end. So we always ask at the beginning of the season, who are the three-year-olds we need to circle and keep an eye out to be around at the Arkansas Derby time and maybe a run for the Triple Crown? Races.
I'm going to let Terry go first because he knows a whole lot more about this than I do.
Well, I thought this weekend Officer Alex is the horse, but over the long haul, if he makes it back in time, there's a horse called Titletown 10 or Titleton 5, rather, who we really want to pay attention to. He's owned.
Roman numerals are confusing, so.
He's owned in part by Paul Hornung and Willie Davis, the two great football players from the Packers. The silks the jockey wears, incidentally, look like Green Bay Packers silks with a 5 on the back.
Ah.
Wayne Lucas will train that horse, and he's due back in March, and hopefully he'll be ready for the Arkansas Derby. But
what about Brown Almighty? He's a three-year-old horse, right?
He's a nice horse. So far he's only proven on turf, and we haven't seen him on dirt yet. But he's a big brown horse, and we know the Basil's feeling about Big Brown after he spent all that money.
I have hard feelings about it.
I got a buddy of mine is the owner of that horse, so I'm trying to keep a close eye on it.
Well, that'd be great.
He'll be running Monday.
Yeah,
Monday?
Yeah, he's running the Smarty Jones on Monday.
Someone's going to work.
Well, I'm going to be off. I'll be down here.
That'll be great if he runs big. I mean, that'll just be terrific for those people. They're good supporters of racing, and we're happy for them. Yeah. If they turn out to go well. I think in the long run, if Titletown 10 comes back, or Titletown 5,
five
I'm
right?
sorry, it's a V, not an X.
Right, it's confusing.
Titletown 5.
Didn't Hornung wear number 5?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And he last time he raced, those guys actually showed up for the race with Wayne Lucas. So
we're
looking for them to actually be here when he races. His preparation should come in March, and then hopefully he'll be ready to go for the Arkansas Derby or at least something else on Derby Day.
What's anybody else you got an eye on as far as three-year-olds go?
Well, those are my favorites right now. You know, and
what about from the Philly standpoint? Because I know we got the 3-year-old Phillies run this weekend with the Dixie Belle this weekend.
Well, you know, our Oakland owner has a filly called Lady Stonewall, also trained by Lynn Whiting, who she looks like she's a real talented filly, and we're all anxious to watch her in action. So. You always have to root for your boss to run well. Lady Stonewall, therefore, is going to be. Hopefully, she doesn't stonewall us, and we can all root for her right on down the line. But the Phillies still have a bit to prove here. Yet we haven't seen as many of them repeat their form very well. Now for the Apple Blossom, I think we have some interesting things. Last year's champion, My Miss Aurelia, they've already suggested they want to run in the Apple Blossom. And yesterday's Zenyatta's half-sister called Ebluisant, which is a French word for brilliant or dazzling or sparkling or something like that.
Pat Bradley.
She won the second race of her career, and she may very well be pointed like Zenyatta was for the Apple Blossom. So that we have a lot to look forward to as we get to those races.
Since Launch is here, we can talk about things in addition to horse racing. But
I want to get his thoughts on the NBA.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I do want to encourage everybody to go to Oaklawn.com and download your $10 free play coupon. But also, I was going to ask you, or tell you rather, we had Jeff Morgan on from Harding University. He's the head coach there. He's been there 20 years. They're a finalist, one of 10 schools for best college basketball road trip. And Xavier is also on the list. So I thought you'd appreciate that, being an old Cincy guy. So.
Well, I'm an old Xavier guy.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So, obviously, I'm always rooting for the Musketeers. Well, one for all and all for one.
Well, I hope they win a lot of games, but I'm rooting for Harding to take home the honor. That would be a great deal for them. They're the only Division II school that made the Final 10. And then I want to get your picks real quick before we take our final timeout on the NFC and AFC championship games this weekend.
Well, I mean, before we get to that, I do want to tell Pat, I'm sorry, the Celts just don't seem to have it this year. It's just one
Something's missing.
It's the Thunder and the Heat I stayed up and watched the Heat outlast the Lakers last night.
How about that?
And it was at Staples, and the Lakers were really trying last night, but the Heat just had it in the last minute or two and just put it on them. So that's the way it goes. But San Francisco is my pick to win it all. So I'm looking for the 49ers to get it.
I can't imagine a team that's riding a high any more than the 49ers are. Everybody's picking the 49ers, right? I mean, if you've watched them,
they're a 3.5-point road favorite in the playoffs at the championship game. That's a pretty significant deal.
Yeah, no, everyone's riding them.
Nobody believes in Atlanta. Nobody's bought Atlanta all year. Nobody bought the Texans all year. Texans are out, and Atlanta may be soon to go if we all get our way.
Well, that kid who's quarterbacking for the 49ers just turned out to be magical, and it's the great story as far as I'm concerned this year.
How does he not have a nickname by now?
Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Because his name's Kaepernick, and he looks like the Humpty Dance guy.
I mean, this guy doesn't need a nickname. Somewhere.
I mean, he's unique enough. He doesn't need one. I mean, Kaepernick's, what are we going to call him? Cap? Call him Nick?
But hey,
they've talked about all the other running quarterbacks, and they started with Cam Newton and RG3.
Yeah.
and right on up to Russell Wilson, and now this kid's going to end up being the best of the whole bunch, and he came on the latest of the whole bunch. So.
Well, and you go back to Harbaugh's decision. When Alex Smith was one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the league, he benches him and puts Kaepernick in. A lot of people are going, I'm not sure about this. Yeah. Will he give him a quick hook? No, he leaves him in there, he rides it.
Well, that's because you're basically conservative. Alex Smith was a bum. He wasn't ever any good, and the rest of the team was good, but they needed a quarterback, and they got the quarterback when they got this kid.
Yeah, but he was efficient. He wasn't sexy, but he was efficient. Kaepernick's got his moments of being sexy, so I definitely
– Well, you're young enough to appreciate sexy, and so you should appreciate –
I'm bringing sexy back, Terry Wallace. Now, since you popped Pat's bubble on the Celtics, I'm assuming you're going to go with the Patriots on the other side.
Come on.
At least for the championship game.
Well, yeah, I mean, that can happen, sure, but...
That could.
You believe in Ray?
So you think Ravens and Niners
Ray
in the
Lewis?
Final?
Ravens Lewis?
Let's face it, this is a bad year for Boston. The Red Sox went bad.
Here we go.
And the Celtics are going bad, so this is a bad year for the...
Yeah, the Bruins didn't get to play half their season.
That would cripple me.
The Ravens used to be the Browns. I always keep remembering that. And as a Cleveland boy, you know, when they moved the Browns to Baltimore... So I could see Baltimore and San Francisco in the finals, yeah.
You could, but hopefully we don't.
We'll see what happens.
Sorry, buddy. We got to take a timeout. And Terry Wallace, a lot of things about him. First of all, very knowledgeable sports fan.
Yeah, he is.
Second of all, sharp-dressed man. It's a guy you might see rolling around at Evolve. They've got a winter clearance sale going right now, so if you're looking to spruce up that already significantly fantastic wardrobe,
Are those
Terry,
hot air balloons on your tie?
Yeah, how did you know?
Because
I was flying away?
No, because he recognizes hot air when he sees it.
Are you telling me to get out of here?
No. But if there's one thing Pat knows, it's hot air, my friend.
I know my hot air balloons, man. I know.
He works with a hot air balloon. Not a very big one. Winter clearance sale is going on right now, though, Terry. Just want to let you know, in case you're in Little Rock anytime soon, 6800 Cantor Road, that's where you can find them. 6610644, all the top styles, all the premium lines. Get yourself decked out and looking sharp in 2013. It could be your lucky year from a fashion standpoint. And now they have stuff for the ladies as well at Evolve. So, ladies, if you haven't been in there recently, get in there and check out. All you got to do is go upstairs. That's where they keep all the cool stuff for the ladies. Lots of retro Razorback styles and some interesting NFL shirts as well, one of which I bought for Pat for Christmas. Looking great in his Pat's T-shirt. Good luck to you this weekend, buddy. But anyway, it's a great thing at Evolve on Cantrell Road and 50% off winter items. I don't know how he's doing that in the middle of winter, but so be it. 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Get by and see Greg and the folks over there today. Be back to wrap things up from Oak Lawn in Hot Springs. Going to be a great weekend down here in just a moment.